This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is going to be, with the start of the business day tomorrow, big news. The Labor Department will deliver to us its latest guess as to the state of the American job market. That is to say, in somewhat less flowery language, the June unemployment report. Part of the conventional wisdom of the labor market since the Great Recession has been that there is a lot of slack in it. Slack, a nondescript word with a whole lot of meaning. Conrad Wilson has more.
Think of slack as the unused part of the economy.
Slack means that there are significantly more people willing and capable of filling a job than there are jobs for them to fill.
That's Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen during a speech in Chicago back in May.
There remains considerable slack in the economy and the labor market.
But it turns out just how much of the economy isn't being used right now is a matter of debate, because slack matters.
Slack in the labor market often is one of the first things that the Fed looks at in terms of setting monetary policy.
Mark Calabria is director of financial regulation studies at the Cato Institute. And by monetary policy, he's talking about interest rates and other ways the Fed fights inflation.
To the extent that there is slack in the labor market, slack in the overall economy, you're not producing as much as you would otherwise. You're certainly falling short of the potential in terms of the economy.
Calabria says slack means we're a less wealthy society than we could otherwise be. But it also matters for the un- or underemployed.
We're recovering from an extremely unusual recession, and it's left the labor market in a state we've never been in before.
Justin Wolfers is a professor of economics and public policy at the University of Michigan.
If we had run out of slack, then we should start to see wages and inflation really starting to rise right now. But we don't see that at all. And so by that measure, it suggests we've got quite a long way to go.
And since the head of the Federal Reserve thinks there's a lot of slack in the economy, it probably means lower interest rates for a longer amount of time. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.